This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Several conservation groups on Thursday filed a petition seeking to disqualify Montana and Idaho from receiving millions of dollars in federal funding because of legislation that expanded wolf hunting and trapping opportunities in both states. The Center for Biological Diversity and 26 other conservation and animal welfare groups signed a petition calling on federal authorities to strip the states of Idaho and Montana of Pittman-Robertson funds due to state laws that widened wolf hunting and trapping regulations. Between 2015 and 2019, Montana received close to $100 million in Pittman-Robertson funds. The money comes from excise taxes on guns, ammunition, and archery equipment. The petition to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Department of the Interior says the states of Idaho and Montana have enacted laws with the goal of drastically reducing their wolf populations using methods that are inhumane, unethical, and illegal in many other states. Andrea Zaccardi at the Center for Biological Diversity said that the new laws run completely contrary to conservation goals and they should disqualify both states from receiving federal funding. The petition targets Idaho's Senate Bill 1211, which allows that state to hire private contractors to kill wolves. The law also permits hunters and trappers to take an unlimited number of wolves on one tag and to hunt the animals using hounds, ATVs, and snowmobiles. The petition says using these methods, hunters and trappers are now permitted to kill approximately 90% of the 1,500 wolves that Idaho officials estimate live in the state. The petition also targets new laws in Montana. Hunters and trappers in Montana can now bait wolves, take up to 10 wolves on a single tagger license, snare them, trap them for 4 more weeks, and use night vision equipment to hunt them on private land. The petition says wildlife biologists, scientists, game wardens, commissioners, and others have spoken against new wolf-killing tactics in Montana and Idaho as violating principles of fair chase and conflicting with duties to sustainably manage wolves. The Democratic candidate in the race for Gallatin County Treasurer has dropped out of the race. Benjamin Godfrey, a first-time candidate for public office, won the nomination to be the Democratic candidate for the county treasurer job in the June primary election, but he officially filed the paperwork to withdraw from the race Monday afternoon. Montana law requires that when a candidate withdraws from a race after a primary and before a general election, the candidate's political party appoints a replacement, so the Gallatin County Democratic Central Committee will hold an election Wednesday night. Charlie Heverin, who works at the Gallatin County Motor Vehicle Department, has already been nominated to be a potential replacement. Godfrey helped to find his own replacement and spoke highly of Heverin. The newly named candidate will face Republican candidate Maureen Horton in the November 8th general election. Saturn is slowly losing its iconic rings. Saturn's broad rings are our solar system's largest and brightest rings, extending more than 174,000 miles from the planet, wide enough to fit 6 Earths in a row. Saturn's rings are largely made up of ice and rock fragments, which are constantly bombarded by ultraviolet light from the sun, by small meteoroids, and by other particles. Saturn's rings are falling to the surface of Saturn. The planet Saturn is now getting 22,000 pounds of ring rain each second. This rain is made up of the shattered fragments of Saturn's rings. The ring particles are falling towards Saturn and burning up in the atmosphere. Ring rain was first observed in the 1980s when NASA's Voyager spacecraft discovered enigmatic dark bands that turned out to be ring rain locked in Saturn's magnetic fields. NASA's previous Cassini satellite images got a clearer look at the amount of ring dust showering Saturn's equator before its death plunge into Saturn in 2017. Saturn, throughout most of its existence, was as naked as Earth. Saturn formed around 4.5 billion years ago, but research shows that the rings are just 100 to 200 million years old at most. That makes them younger than certain dinosaurs. Scientists say the rings will be gone in 100 million years.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.